it is Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Menards is your one-stop shop for all your summer essentials. Whether you're stocking up on everyone's favorite snacks, making a patio perfect for entertaining family and friends, or getting ready to gather around the grill, Menards has everything you need for your get-togethers all summer long. Save big money now at Menards. Plus, don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money.
The Burt Show.
Good morning, Amanda. You're on The Burt Show, huh?
Morning, Burt Show.
Good morning.
I wanted to talk to you, Burt. I found in a magazine yesterday, I've been listening to your streak of bad luck, and I found in a magazine, Atlanta Life Magazine, the name of a guy who gives fishing lessons. And he said that he had a record of catching a 1,649-pound marlin off of Hawaii.
Whoa. This became really chic yesterday after I told the story that I'm just I just have really bad mojo when it comes to fishing. I've taken like 10 or 15 deep sea fishing trips in some of the sports fishing capitals of the world, Venezuela, Cabo San Lucas. I've already been to Costa Rica and got skunked there, Hawaii, and I never come back with a marlin, which is what I've always wanted to do. And it became really chic yesterday in email, which I thought was funny, to relay your first time success fishing stories to me the same way Jeff did.
It was,
yeah, why would you do that?
It was an accident.
That's sad for you, Bert, but I caught my 1,600-pound marlin.
I did not intend to make it come across that way. What I was doing
you did.
Is I was
what?
I don't really know why I would do that.
Didn't you catch like a marlin the very first time you ever went out fishing? Like, and it was in a lake.
No,
it wasn't like a lake.
It wasn't the first time, but I was like,
septic tank.
I was like 12 years old. I think what I was doing is confirming. Remember, Bert said a lot of what happens when you marlin fish.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of other people do the work. So in order to support that theory, I was going to mention
he's going to relay it again
that the rod that was assigned to me
at 12
snagged a marlin.
At what age?
When I was like 12 or 13 years old,
right.
In the Florida Keys where Bert just got back from
and got stuck again.
I had to rub it in.
And so
you were like, I don't want to be bothered by having to bring this marlin in. That's not even what I wanted to do.
Well, I didn't really have to do anything. It was just the pole that was assigned to me, and
and they did all the work.
Yeah.
Wow, that must have been great. What a great story. Amanda, I would love to see the article. Anything would help, because I'm going to Costa Rica in a couple of weeks, and I will catch that damn fish.
Awesome. I think it's Atlanta Life Magazine, so check it out, okay?
Okay, thank you. Somebody called in, if you weren't listening late, and you're a fisherman, that apparently eating bananas or having bananas anywhere near the boat before you go on it is considered really bad luck.
I was fascinated by that
in a fisherman's world.
Yeah. That is so strange.
But these stories coming in yesterday were like, the very first time I went out, I fought with a marlin for 6 hours. It was one of the greatest days of my life. Somebody else emailed me yesterday. I caught a 250-pound mako the very first time off of the Keys.
That's jacked up.
One of my friends called me yesterday and said that your fishermen were like doing the hooks wrong. Because especially if you're bottom feeding, if the bottom feeders can see the hooks, then they won't bite or some all kinds of theories.
Every that's really sweet, but 20 times.
Yeah.
A marlin doesn't live in the bottom.
Yeah, I think some people have the mojo and others don't, and I am just cursed, jinxed when it comes to fishing.
No more bananas.
For what it's
no
worth,
more bananas.
I did say with the banana thing, I did send that to my dad because when he comes to visit and we're up at the lake in South Carolina.
You catch a marlin every time?
We catch a marlin in the lake.
He goes in the creek, in the pond behind our house.
When it rains real hard.
He goes fishing and has never really caught anything of merit. And so I sent him the banana theory because for whatever reason, up at the lake, those little dried banana chip things are a snack of choice. Like they're always around the house. And so I said, hey, maybe that's the problem. Like, we got to get those out of the house. So no banana chips in the house this summer. And he wrote back three words. That's so stupid.
That's it. Somebody emailed me yesterday and obviously has been listening and knows my streak of rooting for teams that end up losing also in the championship. And tied the two together and said that I need to root for the fish to actually not get caught. And then it will get caught. We're living in an opposite world now.
That didn't work for the JKT.
No, that didn't work there either. Jen Hobby should be very proud of herself. 7 days now.
That's right.
Not smoking.
Yeah, this is a full week today.
Yeah.
So today by 11:30 will be a full week. So I can't quite count it as a full week yet.
Not that you're counting or anything.
Not that I'm counting or anything.
But for those of you that don't know, Jen got hypnotized a week ago to stop smoking, and it has caught.
It has worked, yeah. I mean, it's also taken a lot of personal effort, too. It's not like just like a pill you take or a light switch that goes off, but it really helped me mentally change my mind about it and just sort of gave me those kind of mental tools to get through some of the cravings, because I still have cravings, and for the first several days it was a lot of withdrawal. I think I told you guys I was having pretty bad headaches, which is normal, and then I was so thirsty, and I still even feel that way, like even now, like I'm just constantly thirsty, and I can't figure out what that is or what withdrawal symptom that is, but I am drinking water like it is going out of style, and I still feel like thirsty and dehydrated, so I don't know what that's about.
I wonder if your body's just trying to push out the nicotine and still push out all the drugs that really are associated with
it. I don't know, but I have started noticing, because people often will ask you, when you stop smoking, like, do you feel better right away? And most of the time, no, you feel kind of worse right away, actually. But this week, what's today, Wednesday? Yeah. Yesterday morning and Monday morning, waking up in the morning, I felt so much better than I ever did when I was smoking.
Really?
That's great.
Yeah, because when you smoke, even if you don't smoke a lot, you wake up in the morning and you can taste it. For some reason, in the middle of the night, it like, even if you brush your teeth, do your Listerine, whatever, like seeps back up through your system or something. It's like this septic tank, like it rises to the top, and you taste it in the morning when you wake up.
Sexy.
And you can like feel it. You can like feel it. But you get so used to that, that that's just the way that you wake up. And now that I have like sort of this comparison difference, like I wake up like, oh, wow, I don't have that taste in my mouth. Oh, wow, I don't feel really gross.
Do
I don't have that headache.
Do you wake up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy?
No.
Oh.
Actually, I don't have a Maybach parked outside, so no, I don't feel like that. But I definitely feel better. And so that's, you know, more encouragement to keep it going.
So I'm curious, like, what he said, like, what has been the difference between you not smoking now and the failed tries before? Like, did he trigger something that when you're thinking of the cigarette, you think of something else?
Yeah, there was definitely some visual practices there, one of which where you really visualize like sort of this perfect picture of your best self, and that's transposed with a picture of you smoking. And so you kind of switch those pictures in your mind. It's interesting how he does it, and I can't really explain how he does it, but for whatever reason, that picture of that really healthy person that I would like to see myself as, it keeps coming into my mind. If I ever think about wanting to have a cigarette, I'm like, okay, I'm not going to get to that picture if I keep smoking.
So
it's going to be a much uglier picture.
So it just happens during cravings that you get the visuals?
Constantly? It's kind of like those mental exercises to rely on. There's other like breathing techniques when you're supposed to like see a word, like they suggest like calm. My word was like peace, and you really like visualize that word when you're doing this like sort of breathing technique, and that's supposed to help you get through the craving. So I've been relying on that, and then I just keep telling myself, like, whenever I have a craving or whenever it's funny how when you smoke and you're so used to it, you anticipate things being hard even when they don't exist, right? Like last night I went to a girls' night supper club that my friends and I have once a month, and there's a couple girls in that group that will socially smoke. So I thought, God, that's going to be hard when I get there and somebody offers me a cigarette. And then I'm stressing out about a situation that isn't even in existence.
And did it occur?
No, it didn't occur.
It never even came up.
But if it does come up, or if my thing that I rely on, I think I talked about this on the air the other day, is in my mind, I just go, but that's okay because I just don't smoke anymore. Like, I have a craving right now, but that's okay because I just don't smoke anymore. Or this may be a potentially difficult situation, but that's okay and I'll be okay because I just don't smoke anymore. And I know that's weird and it sounds mind trippy, but the whole thing is a mind trip.
Yeah, and
the whole addiction is a mind trip.
But that's cool, though. I mean, like that's what hypnosis is all about.
It sounds weird.
Changing the program, rewiring your brain is what you're doing. And
it
worked. It's cool.
And I want to remind people that we're not getting paid by this Sean Wheeler dude at all.
No.
I mean, this is not a commercial or anything. This is just something that's worked for Jen. And if you're smoking and you're really serious about it, you might want to give the dude a call.
You may want to try it.
Hey, Melissa, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning. How are y'all?
Good. Thank you.
I was just wondering, Jen, have you drank any alcohol since you quit smoking?
I have, yeah.
And was it hard then? Because that was something I struggled with a lot.
For whatever reason, it hasn't been. I haven't been drinking a lot. Over the weekend, I went to the North Georgia wineries and did some wine tasting and didn't have a problem there. But I wasn't with anybody who smoked. There was no temptation because there was no cigarettes there. There was nobody saying, hey, do you want one right now? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. I quit smoking. My husband didn't. And now it's been 2 years and I'm trying to get him to quit. So I've actually mentioned to him what you've done, but that's going to be one of his struggles because he normally drinks a couple of beers when he gets home, and I'm like, if he's drinking, he's not going to quit smoking.
That's really got to be very difficult when one person in the house is trying to quit anything and the other one continues to do it, one person stopped drinking or smoking, or one person starts to eat better and the other one doesn't. Mm-hmm. That makes it really, really difficult.
And I will tell you, if you're going to quit, you have to get rid of everything around you, because I have had moments in the last week that had I had that sort of emergency pack of cigarettes in the back of the junk drawer, or, you know, the one that you can dig out of a purse that you had from 2 years ago and it's in the pocket of your purse, I would have gone to
it's
get it.
It's all crushed and kind of wet.
You don't care. You'll work your way around
that. I probably would have gone to it. So the fact that I haven't had it around me at all, and the fact that I've told everyone I know that I've stopped smoking, that's helped support me in all of that.
Are you nervous to hang out with friends that do smoke still?
I was actually thinking about it because I have a couple of friends that are coming to this event that I'm hosting tonight, this Life and Style event, one of whom texted me about the hypnosis and wanted to know more about it. And she's coming tonight, and I haven't seen her in months. I'm really excited to see her and hang out with her, but she's one of my friends that smokes, so I actually have had some anxiety about seeing her tonight, but I just keep going back to that. But that's okay, because I just don't smoke anymore.
Same thing as last night, though. It wasn't as hard as you thought, so tonight maybe it'll be the same thing.
Maybe it's not as hard as I'm going to think. Yeah.
Would it bother you if I told you that Stacey and I are coming tonight?
No, I don't think so, because I would rely on that again. And because Bert's wife is somebody who I love talking to, and we always go out back and smoke a cigarette together. And now I just won't go.
Are you really coming? Are you jacking with her?
What's that?
Are you really coming, or are you just jacking with her?
No, we're not going.
But we would still hang out and talk, and I know that we'll hang out and talk, and I know Stacey will stop when she's ready to stop. So there's going to be no, pressure. Like, I don't need to become some anti-smoking crusader or anything like that. It's just for me. I don't want that in my life anymore. It was such a negative part of my life, and was so embarrassed and ashamed by it. And it was one part I hated about myself.
Are you a little bit skeptical of yourself as the words are coming out of your mouth? Like, you've probably said these things before, and then you've gone back smoking. So now you're saying these things about being shamed about it. Is there any part of you that thinks, I shouldn't say those things because I've always gone back to cigarettes?
I'm not afraid of failure in my life anymore. So, no, I'm not afraid to say it.
Hey, Sally, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey there. How are you doing?
Super. How are you?
I'm good. I'm just listening to you guys. And, I mean, I can relate to everything y'all are saying. I mean, I've smoked for, 23 years now. Tried everything. My family smoked. My friends smoked. So that's, of course, always an excuse to keep smoking. I've got 4 kids, though, and want to quit. I've tried everything. And just wanted to find out a little bit more about Sean Wheeler and the program. And, I mean, I can relate to everything she's saying, because you can make up so many excuses in your head. And
sure.
At this point, I'm willing to try anything.
Yeah, and I think if you change your mind about it, you can do anything. People do amazing things in changing their life every day. This could be a small thing for you, but it could be a huge thing, too. You know what I'm saying? Like, your mind can make you do anything you want to do.
And I love that if it doesn't work the first time, you can go back to him again. He said, this is a lifetime deal. I'll always be there for you.
Yep.
Not you specifically. I'm just saying for listeners that go.
And I'm going to go back for a follow-up. I'm supposed to go back next week. So in 2 weeks.
Hey, The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.